fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Meet in Manchester.
Yes, everybody, what's happening? We are back, we are live. This is the Thursday Night Podcast. Stephen Howson, Ben Adams. What's happening, brother?
Tired today. Always tired, but you know.
I've only just sort of caught back up, you know.
I don't think I even caught back up properly because I had about 2 hours on Sunday afternoon. At first I was like, oh, fuck this, I'm going to go straight through me.
You'd have woke up at midnight and like, oh.
No, I couldn't, because I was going to have a shower. I was just going to, because I had to go and view the house. And I thought, oh, don't feel tired when I go home. So I thought, oh, I'll have a shower. And then I was like, oh, fuck this, I need to go to bed. So.
Well, I went to my mum's because I had a meeting to go to straight away in town afterwards. So I went to my mum's, it's a bit closer. Went to my mum's, had a sausage butty, had a brew. Went to bed for 2 hours. And do you know when you wake up and you're like, totally fucking out of it. Like, I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what fucking day it was or anything like that. Got dressed, went out of my meeting. Absolutely banging meeting. Couldn't have gone much fucking better. Absolutely.
Days.
Buzzing. Potential for all sorts of shit going out in the future. Bye. I'm in a fucking happy days place, man. I think we did a good thing over the weekend. So thank you to everybody that joined
us. Thank you. Thanks for those
absolutely,
donated.
Absolutely cracking. We raised... Is it working? I'm on the wrong page. There we go. We raised 2,606 quid, which I am blown away with, to be honest. Like, as we was finishing up, I was saying, like, if I can raise a grand, I'd be happy. We ended up busting it over to two by the end of... the stream, and then there was a guy as soon as the stream finished that dunked a load of dough in and made it 2,606 quid. So thank you to everybody. Thanks for your generosity. You've done a good thing. I think, you know, we pushed through. It was hard, and we smashed it. So
it was a bit of a graft, like.
Oh, there was a time at about 3 a.m. where I was just like, "What is going on, man?"
That's why we thought we'd be on time for you today.
So please get sharing it, because obviously there's not going to be a load of you turning up and all that sort of stuff. We have been also taught Abdullah how to play football. That's a good job.
You know that, yeah. Abdullah, if you're watching.
So there's going to be all sorts of stuff that we're talking about today. We're going to talk a little bit more about the podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about where I'm potentially going next week. We're going to talk a little bit about United and Liverpool and your favourite memories of United and Liverpool. And then we're going to get fired into some pizza talk.
I've had a pizza today.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
To be fair. We'll get into that in a bit. Well, nice as well.
We've got this as well for the pizza. Yeah, baby.
Oh, don't eat pepperoni. Veg only, brother.
But yes, we got some pizza talk as well to be having a chat with as well. So I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast that joined in with us. All I can say is thank you. And while we're talking about this today, so yeah, we did raise some really good money, and I'm absolutely delighted with how much we raised. It's absolutely fantastic. Steve Bartlett from Social Chain has got in touch, and he said, like, nice one for what you've done. Is there any way that we can help out with Social Chain? Social Chain is a massive digital agency based in town. So I'm going to speak to Steve, but I'm hoping... We can probably maybe base, like, leaving from there, like, get, store the packs there, then get the packs out from there and all that sort of stuff. So if that's the case, then that's what we can do, then absolutely happy days, man. Paul in the comments there, Paul Roberts, was a cracking podcast, enjoyed every minute. Mate, let's be honest.
Here, I didn't enjoy every minute.
Let's be honest here, right? It was the worst video I've ever done. Let's face it, wasn't it? In terms of entertainment, it's got to be the lowest. It's got to be the lowest, hasn't it, man? In terms of, like, what the entertainment value of it was. It's not going to be a video I expect people to be watching back. It's just going to be a video that I expect achieved something. And that's what I wanted to set it out for. Can you believe these sad pricks in the comments?
It's like, fucking better than.
Yeah, it's obviously some sort of app or something. It's absolutely pathetic. Just give us 2 seconds. Do you know what? Actually, I know what I can do while we let this go on. Here's a little behind-the-scenes video that I did while we was there. Right then, we are more than 10 hours deep. We have raised nearly a grand. We're at about 740 odd quid at the moment. Start donating. Hit my YouTube channel and go and hit the donation link. We are live on the podcast channel. Hit me up on Twitter if you need to. Here's these boys. Yeah. Ben's here. Abdullah's here. They're going to play a bit of FIFA. We've got some pizzas here. There's some donuts. I mean, the place is a fucking mess, isn't it? Like, but we are soldiering on for the 24 hours, so make sure to come and join us at some point. And if you can't donate, then please give it a share and let as many people see, because we're raising money for a good cause. You guys can help that one out. Peace. It's gone to penalties. I'm not dead, dickheads. I'm not napping either. I'm just letting all these lot do a bit of FIFA for a bit. We are about 21 and a half hours deep. I am fucking ball bagged. He's ball bagged. But guess what? The sun's coming up over the Salford Riviera.
If you could call it the sun.
Or as it's actually known, the Manchester Ship Canal. Now we are back. Sorry, I didn't know when that ended. So I was just waiting, like, there we go. That's us. So, yeah, that was a little bit from behind the scenes. You can see how progressively fucked we got towards the end of it.
I think I got bare me. I was fucked right at the start.
Reckon?
I look fucked, yeah.
I definitely think those last bit was the end. So, yeah, those vids was on my Instagram, if you want to come and follow me on Instagram. I don't bother really with Snapchat stories and all that sort of shit. But that's where I put all them sort of things. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's the same thing everywhere, man. It's Mr. Stephen Howson everywhere. Paul in the comments says, wasn't all about entertainment for myself. A major part of the enjoyment was knowing that we're helping others who are unfortunately in a shy position for whatever reason. Cheers. Dan Halliday, another hero, dunked in a right load of loot in there. How you doing, brother? Yeah, Jay in the comments said, could be a moon doing a cheeky reverse. Could be the moon doing a cheeky reverse. I'm assuming he's talking about the sun in the Instagram vid there. I don't really know what else to say about it. I mean, just say thank you guys for joining us. The video is still processing. I think it's because it's a 24-hour long video. It's still processing. I've emailed support today because I wanted to clip it up.
How are you going to clip that up?
Well, there's about four or five key moments in there that I'd like to see again.
Jaden getting
browned was fucking hilarious. I think the goal that Alex scored, there was some stuff that...
Martial's mint on FIFA.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? Razma in the comments there just said we need to talk about Phil Thompson. We're getting into that when we talk about it in a little bit, man.
Scouse cunt.
Actually, let's pull up my little itinerary. So, I mentioned Steve Bartlett is the CEO of Social Chain, and he said... he's interested in helping out and how Social Chain can help out anywhere. That might be the place that we go and like start when we're giving them out. I'm looking at giving them out in the last week of November. The campaign's still running, actually, so if you want to donate to it, you can still donate to it. Because I know not everybody had any cash last week, so it goes down like that sometimes, doesn't it? So... The campaign's going to be open until the end of
October,
that was the one. And then give us a couple of weeks to go around and get all the stuff. And then, like, probably last week in November. And like I said, you guys can come and help us. You guys can come and give it out with us as well. Because, you know, this isn't just mine and Ben's thing. This was what we did together. And that's what I really like about it was... We did this shit together. Yes, we're going to talk about the Mighty Mouse armbar. I mean, that was a highlight, wasn't it? Because that was... Ridiculous. Honestly, I've only just shown Jaden that today. I was like, oh, shit, have you seen this? And Jaden was like, guys, it's a wizard. So there's a lot we can talk about. Let's finish off on my notes what I wanted to say then. So I'm going to Marseille next week. It's 95%. It's not 100% confirmed yet because I don't have the plane ticket just yet. I mean, that's all that we're waiting on. But it could be pretty banging. I'm hoping to do a match day vlog, going to a match over there. But the end result could be an absolutely banging podcast. I'll let you lot speculate who that might be with. But hopefully that's happening this week, next week even. How long did we sleep for? Literally both of us did the same thing, didn't we? Like
2 hours.
2 hours and then went to bed at like 10 o'clock normally. And I had just a decent sleep, like, so I woke up all right on Monday.
Yeah, it felt a bit weird, like back to normal sort of thing. And I thought I was going to be like super tired, but I weren't actually that bad. I think I'm a bit tired today. That's only because I've been out running, or whatever. But day off today, nice relaxing time.
Oh, you had a day off today?
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow as well. Going to Leeds. Well, Scunthorpe, then Leeds. Hook up with some family and that.
Days.
Yeah, kind of fucked up though, because I booked it and I thought, shit, it's a fucking game on Saturday morning. So I'm staying over Friday. But like, I've already worded my cousin up and said, and he's like, yeah, don't worry.
He'll be watching the game.
He'll be watching it.
Is it early kickoff, isn't it?
Yeah, 12:30. So that's good.
Yeah, it's an early kickoff, so hopefully that's going to be a good one. I'm hoping to have Loz on the warm down this week. I know he was only on a couple of months ago, but he's a Liverpool fan. And I've tried for a couple of Liverpool fans, so...
They've been quiet this week in work.
Have they?
Yeah. Normally they're giving it a fucking big one. I'll say shit.
So yeah, I'm going to get Loz on. Loz is sound. He's a fairly sensible Liverpool fan. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how this sort of thing goes off. We're going to talk about Subaru in a bit, because obviously Subaru is sponsoring the podcast, so we're going to chat to them. Let's get into United and Liverpool memories, man. So, the proper earliest one I can remember is that 3-0 when we blew it. I mean, it was about 94.
That was my first game. I don't really remember the game. I just remember it being 1-1, and they scored a penalty, and it was in that, I think it was in the grey kit. That was my first game at Old Trafford.
All right, yeah. I was going to say, no, there was a 3-3.
Yeah, the 3-3 was 94, 95, yeah, I think, or 95, 96. Yeah, we went 3-0 up. Yeah, that was probably when you... No, before that was when they was knocking the Stratford.
It was only Matt. He was
knocking the thingy down.
Yeah, the Norway boarding, I think it was.
Yeah, and we went 2... Did Robbie Fowler score 2? And then we ended up winning 3-2.
Shit, I don't know who scored it.
I can't remember. I think...
The one away, I think Irwin got a free kick.
Oh yeah, Irwin put one in. Not the
Giggs
thing.
Score.
Yeah, the thing is with that free kick.
The other Cantona, maybe.
No one. No,
was it Bruce?
Yeah, it might have been Bruce.
Did Steve Bruce score?
The free kick was about 35 yards out, and no one, everyone just stood behind Dennis Irwin. No one was stood in front of like all the United players, and you're thinking, well, what's going on here? They just had the wall, and he just put it in the fucking joint.
It's Dennis Irwin, mate, yeah. Isn't it? I mean, we spoke about him at weekend, didn't we, actually? Dennis Irwin, fucking unbelievable player.
Steady.
Unbelievable player, yeah. I mean, I believe the do went out all right. I've seen a few people on Facebook, the do that we didn't manage to go to, obviously, but we had to do one on Saturday. So, you know, it's one of those, isn't it?
Yeah, that would have been too much, that.
Cantona 96. I mean, you guys joined in as well. Give us your best United Liverpool memories.
I was right behind that goal when he scored that. Going fucking mental.
Matt McCaffrey about halfway through the game goes, we're going to win this with 1-0. Cantona in the 85th minute. And it was the fucking 85th minute. He bangs it in and you're like,
mad.
You're a fucking witch. Yeah. But I mean, that summed up Cantona, that for me, man. Someone's watching at 1.25 to catch up. That's mega.
There's loads of games, isn't there? There's loads where, well, you think of like, I remember when Beckham scored that free kick at Anfield in the white kit, I think that was 97, after the grey kit.
Did Palace score too? Yeah, when was that? Was that the same game?
I think that's the same game, yeah. Beckham bent one. Like, it was literally about 20 yards out. It was virtually on the 18-yard box, and he put it off the underside of the bar. David James, obviously, nowhere near it. And yeah, I think Palace scored two there, two corners.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. It was a nice kit, that one. I do remember that one.
He had quite a bit of a beating of him.
There was only a few years, like, was it Danny Murphy or someone scored
1-0 every time.
It was like two, three times.
I think that was at Old Trafford as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was Rooney scored the winner.
Oh, man.
Yeah. John O'Shea, last minute. Absolutely rips it up. Well, one we went to a couple.
Yeah, was you in town with me that night when I met John O'Shea and fucking kissed him? It was in, was it called Cloud? I think it was called Cloud. Behind Bar 38.
Yeah, I think he texted me.
I saw John O'Shea after he scored the winner at the fucking Cop End against Liverpool, and I bought him a beer and then kissed him. I think he was out with Giggs and Wes Brown. Was it Ryan Brown? Who the fucking hell's Ryan Brown?
Ryan Brown.
Thanks, because I was thinking Ryan.
Remember when we went Van Persie season?
Yeah, that was Raphael scored.
Yeah,
and Curl RVP appealing. Penalty.
Yeah,
that was a sick goal from Raphael. That
so
one.
We went to the FA Cup one there as well, didn't we?
That when Welbeck was up front on his own.
Yeah, Gerrard scored, didn't he? Just after half time, I think. Been pretty shit that.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I was trying to think of that the other day. Like, what score that goal ended up, man?
I can't remember.
The Wanfield one, obviously. But, you know, I got well stitched up with that. Me and Paul from Redmen had to go and do that thing for Sky. And I've said this a couple of times, like, but they give us that one camera view. So there's no atmosphere, there's no commentary, there's no... Because sometimes if you're watching on telly, you don't get to pick up on little things because you're stuck to whatever this single screen's showing you.
Yeah, that was like when we was watching everything on Saturday. Like, we watched the crawler fight with no atmosphere, so it just seemed a bit, like, subdued rather than... Would have preferred...
Oh, shit, I can't remember anything of that fight, actually.
I would have thought that would have been... I wouldn't have been mad if that would have been a draw, to be fair.
I can remember about 3 seconds of that fight. How about that?
Yeah, we're...
I can't remember any of the prelims for the UFC. Not before the two main events. I can't really remember fuck all about those.
Like, I think you fucked off for part of it. That's why.
No, I only went and sat to side.
No, I think you went washing your face and all that as well.
Oh, was it?
You was gone for about 5 minutes or something. Oh, not even that, probably. I don't know. Can't remember.
Yeah, there was bad times that, you know, like I had to keep going washing my face just to like keep me, my eyes were killing me them fucking lights.
Yeah, I keep going to the toilet. I drunk that much water, I had fucking 2 Red Bull.
Yeah, this is the biggest game in English football without a shadow of a doubt in it.
And without a doubt. And that thing we said on Saturday, like, not really asked about City. It's these cunts had rather they not win anything ever again.
Yeah, God. I mean, look, yeah, you said it on Saturday, actually. Like, when City was going for the league, with Liverpool, we...
City to win it.
Yeah, we wanted City to win. When City won, we was kind of, like, buzzing.
Nice.
Because everyone was just laughing at Liverpool not fucking winning it. I mean, that was the best thing about it. Have I been to the gym today? No, sir. I have not.
Did anyone take that programme?
I need to find out. I still haven't chased it up, actually. That's how busy I've been. Shit's been well hectic this week. I was in London Tuesday. I didn't get back till like 10:30 or something. So no, I haven't been to the gym. I haven't even ran because I was hoping to kick off on a run. And I don't know what I'm going to do next week while I'm over there. So I don't know where I am yet, do I? So United versus Liverpool, supersedes City, says...
Supersedes City, right?
Medi, yeah. I just couldn't read the name.
No. It looks a bit smaller. I think after having it all on that...
Yeah, well, I blew it up the other day on that bigger screen. So, I mean, United and Liverpool's the one, man. I got a question for you, though. Is this geezer going to burst the net against Liverpool?
He's banging form, isn't he?
Best bit on Saturday had to be Abdullah trying to get the stream took down. I know the motherfucker. Yeah. Craig says, put it this way, Liverpool are the only team I actively want to get relegated. Do you know what, though?
Nah,
I think it's better the devil you know sometimes, or, you know, be careful what you wish for. Look at, I bet Rangers, Celtic fans, when Rangers got bankrupt, was fucking partying in the street. But then, how irrelevant does that league become? Now, obviously, England's not the same, but I miss having that piss taken with Leeds and shit.
Yeah, you want to have that, yeah, definitely.
It'd be funny to watch them come go down and then come back up and be shit.
For a while.
Yeah, but I don't want to see him down forever, man. Can you imagine never playing him again?
Just want him to be mediocre. Yeah. Not asked about him being proper dog
just,
shit.
Just
I want him to try and compete, but get nowhere fucking near.
Have you seen how many articles there's been over this last week or so? Just absolutely piping off Jurgen Klopp.
No. I've been well busy this week.
The guy's how far he's talking to me, like, hang on, he's worse than Rodgers. Like,
how far
gives, man?
Oh, mate, they're all fucking deluded.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's absolutely unbelievable.
Phil Thompson.
Yes, right, yeah, let's pull this tweet up.
Yeah.
I don't know how quickly I could get it on the screen. It deserves to be on the screen, to be honest, because it's hilarious, but I'll read out exactly what he's just said. Or you can read out if you want.
All right, well, I'll read it out if you want. Let me get it. I'm here now, anyway. Oh, where was it? Yeah, so Mark Griffiths tagged me and you in it before Skybet. So this is a quote from Phil Thompson. Dare I say it, but I think there's a good chance of a Liverpool clean sheet. Someone's let him out of a mental asylum. Fucking idiot.
Hang on. Rewind that for us, man.
I think... Oh, fucking hell. I don't know.
Says there's a fucking good chance of a clean sheet.
Good chance of a clean sheet, yeah.
Only West Ham and Crystal Palace, who are shitter than shit, the pair of them, have conceded more than this fucking Liverpool team. On what fucking basis is there evidence to suggest that they're going to be a clean sheet?
They've got no Mane, which you would have been a bit more concerned if they would have had more pace, but they've only got... The only real pace outlet there is Salah.
I mean, Salah's a good player. Coutinho's a good player. I was thinking about this before. Obviously, my analysis video, I'm hoping to have out for tomorrow morning, and it's going to focus quite a lot on It's going to be their forward four against our back six, and our forward four against their back six. Now, our forward four can beat their back six all day long.
No doubt.
But can our back six hold their forward four? And I think it might. Now, it's going to depend a lot on how few individual mistakes there is, and obviously how Mourinho sets them up. But
they're going to be rigid, aren't they? You know. For a fact, as long as we don't
play, I don't know if they are.
No, we are.
Oh, right, we are. I'd say we probably are.
As long as we don't play as defensive as what we did when we went there last time, because I think we're in a completely different space. And we just come off the back of, you know, obviously we got beat by City. There was a couple of things where... Who else did we get beat by?
Last year, Tottenham.
Nah.
When?
Early in the season.
Early in the season.
Yeah, so we got beat off City, didn't we? And then there was another game where we weren't playing particularly well.
I can't remember either.
But we weren't playing particularly well. Went to Liverpool, then they thought...
Watford.
Yeah, well, Liverpool, they're going to fucking turn us over it. And he literally played six... at the back, didn't he? Which was a bit disappointing, but
it was.
Ibrahimovic could have scored that. Should have scored that.
We did have chances, and he did hit them on the counter. Now,
I think we're going to hit him even more on the counter this time.
Looking at the players that we've got now, if we play them on the counter this time around, we're a quicker, more mobile team, and arguably more accurate. So, it's a good tactic to employ. Now, I've seen a lot of people arguing for Ashley Young to start and Rashford and Marshall to start. Listen, it's Jose Mourinho, right?
He'll start Ashley Young.
No, but I want to discuss why Ashley Young shouldn't start, though, because if I accept that he's been half decent going forward, right?
Yeah.
And he has got a threat going forward to an extent. He's error-prone and not defensively good enough at the back. I think he's... Because let's face it, right? If you're playing him as a fullback, the reason for that is for the width that he provides you going forward, not for how good he is as a defensive fullback. Now, that's fine against the likes of Crystal Palace and shit like that. But against Liverpool, that's got a very good attacking midfield. That's going to be a weak link that I'd want to target if I was Klopp.
Yeah, but he's a lot quicker than Darmian or Blint.
Yeah, but they're not going to cross the halfway line. You're not going to see the fullbacks go over the halfway line. It's going to be a back four, not a back two. So yeah. I think if you're playing Blint, we're going to have a fairly high line, I guess.
Yeah, but the thing is... Well, yeah, because Rashford did a lot. Obviously, he did a lot of work on a back foot last time.
Yeah, and I would imagine see Lingard neither.
Yeah.
I could honestly see Lingard and Rashford for the purpose of pace, movement and work rate on the wings, and then Valencia and Blind told not to advance, not to overlap at least, and not to advance much beyond the halfway. If it's on, isn't it, sometimes.
He might play three at the back.
He might play three at the back. I've also been considering that, and that's something I'm doing in my pre-game analysis. I'm going to look at how we would do it if we was three at the back, because actually I think three at the back's a very viable option, because then you can have Lukaku sort of sitting, and you can use Rashford to put pressure on that back four and force the errors to try and win possession in a good position up the pitch.
Especially if in terms of your midfield two,
it's going to be Matic and Herrera.
Yeah, it's going to be Matic and Herrera.
But he might play a midfield three. The thing is, then, who does he play as a three? You can play Carrick if you play him at three.
Mkhitaryan's going to play.
He should play.
Definite. He's going to start Mkhitaryan.
You could play Mkhitaryan off the right as an outlet, sort of the way Di Maria was used a little bit when you played a three. Obviously, it's not an ideal position for him. You could play Carrick, Herrera and Matic and have Carrick sort of almost like you would in a back three, have him the organiser and use the other two as a bit more legs and a bit more combative.
Yeah, well, they get out through the fullbacks, don't they? That's the thing.
They get out through the fullbacks, but again, is Klopp going to...
Let's be really.
Don't think he's going to change.
He doesn't fucking change nothing, does he?
He changes a bit. He doesn't change
a little
massively,
bit, not massively.
So yeah, I think
they'll come out. You know, the
Damian's another good shout. Yeah,
they're going to come out to blitz us first 15 minutes to get a goal or two. That's what they're going to look to do. And then when they don't, crowd will get frustrated. But then don't forget, they're not on a good run.
Not at all. Not at all, in the slightest. There are a few points off us all right. I'm not sure McTominay is going to be used, to be honest. No. I definitely think a 3-5-2 could be used, and I think Darmian could be an option as well. I don't know what the situation is with the defence. I don't know if Jones was pulled on the whatever.
Well, Valencia was suspended, so he didn't play against Brazil. So he's definitely playing.
Yeah,
no worries about that.
Joshy on the full-time Devils, I think it was Joshy that said it on a preview for Devils today, mentioned Marshall's been with Mourinho all week. He's obviously not been away.
I think I must have said it work yeah, because he's not. Rashford played 90 minutes and 70 minutes, so he could, but at the same time, Rashford gives you more defensively than what Martial does.
But if he's been able to work with Martial all week and really throw something into it, give him a real specific role, and he's tried it in training with the 23s maybe, because they'll have all trained this week.
Yeah, defensively, Martial's not going to be there. I think he will switch off, so.
But he comes on and scores.
Yeah, so
that's the rule, isn't it?
Well, yeah, so you would start Rashford, give him 60 minutes, and then last
and just half, go run your fucking legs off, yeah. Which he will do.
Keep us in the game. That's all. Well, is you know
what,
for
what
a fact,
brilliant option.
You know for a fact he's going to be like, right, as long as we're in the game with
really, she knows
15, 20 minutes to go, then that's when we go for it, because they're going to get more frustrated, they're going to tire, and then what have they got off the bench? They've got fuck all, really. He's going to bring Sturridge, maybe.
But Sturridge is a world class finisher, mate, but he's too injury prone, and yeah, he's not really in form.
Their front three is going to be Firmino, Coutinho, and Salah.
And then it'll be a midfield three of Henderson, Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
Before 3-3 from them. Pretty much guaranteed it before 3-3 from
them. Klein and Mourinho.
Then you've got to figure out. Yeah. No, I don't think Klein's fit. I think it's going to be Alexander Arnold. And then Matip and fucking whoever else at centre half.
Lovren. Please. Or Clavin, whoever, it don't matter whoever they play centre half, they're all fucking jokes. And whoever they play in there.
Fucking Lukaku's just gonna be like, this is Lukaku when he sees the team news and he's like, who we gotta play against?
I could imagine if they play Karius, he always dwells on the ball at the back, you can always nick it off.
That's
him.
Where Rashford.
Yeah.
Because you're going to force them long, you're going to force them into shit positions, and then you've got to win that ball in midfield. The bite of Herrera is going to be massive in this one.
Oh, he's going to have to play, isn't he?
He's got to play, yeah, fuck me. It's interesting to see what happens. But yeah, I think... Ryan, is it too risky to play 4-2-3-1? Not if you don't. If you tell the fullbacks not to advance beyond the halfway line, which they will. They won't even. They won't go beyond the halfway line. Because here's the thing, right? If you actually gambled and you do what City did, and they go, fuck it, all-out attack... You're Mullerham, but Mourinho, I don't think, has it in him to do that.
I know you're saying fullbacks won't go beyond the back. I think Valencia will.
Oh, and yeah, that's one can go, the other can sit.
And then, Herrera will just come and, sit in or whatever.
Well, who'd you put Herrera on? Coutinho?
Yeah. Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? You'd have him doing the same role as...
Is he doing on Hazard?
Yeah. But Coutinho's not as mobile as Hazard, is he?
No, which means Herrera keeps up with him.
He can get in the pocket.
And then, if you tell Matic to double up on Salah and let the centre-half deal with Firmino.
But then you've got...
Potentially Wijnaldum and that's where you like Rashford and Lingard coming back into midfield.
So you might try and throw another midfield. Like, will they play Carrick?
I've just been saying that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I honestly think it's a potential possibility. I mean, what I'm going to have a look at tonight, I mean, I'm going to be up till 1 o'clock figuring this out, because I want to see what Mkhitaryan's done in terms of tracking back. Because you can find that sort of stuff out on Insta.
You can, but that's where, I mean, he doesn't switch on going back. He loses the ball quite a bit when he's trying to, he needs to be playing off the centre.
Yeah.
Playing on the right, he's not.
No, and he's just going to be a body there. He's not going to be mega useful. That's literally just sort of shoehorning him in to get him in for what he's going to offer going forward. Because because here's the thing, man. I don't want to drop Mata.
We've also got to remember, we're going Benfica on the Wednesday.
Yep, true story.
So, although we might... Because
if you win at Benfica, I mean, he'd probably take a draw, but if you win at Benfica,
we're through. So...
More or less.
Yeah, and he probably thinks in the grand scheme of things, this is 3 points. Obviously, he won't want to lose it, so he might just go just play for a draw then, because the draw doesn't really hurt us in the grand scheme of things. And then we go and beat Benfica, then it's Huddersfield, and then, do you know what I mean? And then it's Spurs, isn't it, after that?
Yeah, Klein is out to New Year, there you go. Rob, Carrick might be injured. All right, if he is injured, well, I need to check that one, yeah. He's supposedly a bit of a knock for Carrick. Yeah, I can't see McTominay coming into a game like this. This is Mourinho, remember. Anyone, he might throw two hands because of what he did on Sanchez.
He won't.
No, if anyone.
Oh, yeah, but he won't.
Yeah, he won't.
I guarantee you he won't do that.
Matt Dino says, I think Jose will rely on work rate and Manchester pride on Lingard and Rashford. Yeah, I think it's probably that, you know. I think it's Jesse Lingard's from Warrington as well. So he's got all them plastic scousers that would have been around him as well. Fucking horrible scout bastards.
Only for that. He was only there till he was about 11 or 12.
What, before he moved here?
Yeah.
Either way.
So oh, probably even
so enough to every to
probably
it acts and then make your neck go. Right, should we do the Super Brew stuff?
Let's go.
Right then, here's the thing. Move over some. Right, so you can pull yours out and I'll do mine live as we're doing them. So here's the fixtures. First fixture of the weekend is, of course...
Bit disappointed that we're the first fixture.
Hang on. I've got to do some shit first. Right, if you want to win £20,000 and it's absolutely free entry, then all you got to do is hit the link below and use that link below and that'll take you straight to my league. There's, how many's in the league? Do you remember?
261.
261 in the league.
Yeah.
That's pretty banging. So
if
you
want to join, it's free.
If you want to join our league, literally, we're giving away 20... We're not giving away. Super Brew are giving away 20 grand for a free entry league. Why are you still here? Why aren't you downloading that fucking app already? So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to go through these fixtures here, here. And if you get all the results right, you win 20 bag. It's as simple as that. So,
last week, do you want to talk about last week?
Hit the link below.
Or the week before that? Or...
Yeah, let's have a quick look before we get into it. How did you do? Do you know? Where do I find out how I did? Live and results?
No, yeah, that's go to the top, the green button. I'll just go on the pools and then go back on. Go back onto the main board. On your dashboard.
Right. Mine different to yours?
Yeah, that's. Oh, no, go on you.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Obviously,
why. Know what we're doing here, don't I?
Yeah, mine just comes up at
the bottom there. Results there. So, what's the results?
Now I've got it, and then I'm on round 8, and then just gone to round 7. How did you do?
Oh, yeah, because I don't have that thing at the bottom there. Let me just close the app and start it again. See if that fixes it.
So, I got one exact result out of 10.
What is everybody saying?
I got
in the
six
comments?
Correct outcomes.
Someone's saying a cheeky 6-0 away win. I think you need to put the drugs down, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've lost the thing at the bottom of my screen. What a nightmare.
Let's go on tournaments.
I can't get my last results up. This is madness, isn't it?
No,
that's not having it. Mail. Dashboard. Nope.
Fuck knows. Anyway, should we just move on?
I'm trying to find my shit. 9 hours ago. Met your picks for round 8, 6 days ago, 7 October. Where is it? Oh my. What was the date of the last round?
30th of September to the 1st of October.
Bam, bam, bam. See if this texts me into the league. Housen's League, rounds. There we go. I can get it on the rounds.
Yeah, just go on.
You get there eventually,
yeah,
son.
Go on there and the picks. And then click on picks. Yeah, there, and then go round 6. Oh no, that was the last one there, round 7.
Right, round 7. Let's have a look. Matches. Nearly there. Who's leading? There was a few that was already in it, wasn't there?
Leaderboard. Yeah, there was a few that was already on there. I'm up to 40th. Oh, there's 262. Someone's just
jumped. Wow, there's some people with 8 in the last round.
No, 8 correct results.
Yeah.
No, 8 their outcomes.
Is the margin what you need? Is it?
Yeah, they're the outcomes. No one got 8 results.
Right, I said 4-3 Liverpool, it's 1-0.
Yeah, you got...
Well, I'm only seeing one game of Bastard.
Bra, 7 is the top. He's on a total of...
Everton, 54. Burnley. I said 1-0 Burnley. It was... No, I said 1-0, it was 1-0 Burnley. God, Everton fucked that one up, didn't they? Arsenal, Brighton.
Yeah, there's something.
Stinger's doing pretty well. He's high up there. Isn't he?
Yeah, number 17.
Any of you lot up here in the mixer?
No, hardly anyone has pictures. I've not put a picture on mine, to be fair.
Who's moaning about this here? Someone saying it's gambling. How's it gambling when you're not even having to pay for it, you helmet? It's playing with us, lot. It's for
it's
fun.
Having a laugh.
And you might win. Arsenal Brighton 2-0. It was 2-0. I got that one right. So I think that might be the only one I got on the nose.
Yeah, I only got one right. That was United. 4-0.
Chelsea and City. I had City losing this, so I definitely didn't get that right. I had Chelsea winning 3-2. It's 1-0 City. This is really long to go through it this way. West Ham and Swansea. I said 1-0 Swansea. It was 1-0 West Ham. Stoke and Southampton. I think I said 0-0. This was 2-1 on it. Yeah, I said 0-0.
I think 2-1. I said 1-0 or something.
United and Palace. I might have got this one right.
Did you not go for 4-0?
No, actually I went for 2-0.
You went for 2-0? Fucking hell,
thought it'd been Moscow and that, innit? Thought it might have been an hangover. I said 0-0. No, I said 2-1 Leicester. It was 0-0 with Bournemouth. And then I just found out that I had an option to do all matches and I've been going through one by one here. What the hell?
Okay, right, let's get on to this week anyway.
Why is an Arsenal fan in here saying you've literally played nobody decent? Hang on, who's sitting here getting absolutely gassed up? We've just been talking about the threats that Liverpool offer us. Listen, Arsenal, go and worry about something else. Like coming inside the top 10 this year.
You just worry about the fact that fucking Wenger said Ozil and Sanchez could leave in January.
Oh, you'd be devoured, wouldn't you? I mean, who else have they actually even got?
Aaron Ramsey.
Right, then let's get into this first game. United-Liverpool.
Can you play in Ireland? Don't think so.
I don't know, actually. It's not gambling. It just reminded me how shifty
yellow cap. What's the yellow cap?
Is that the yellow jersey in cycling?
Yeah. Oh, there's another. Two people have joined today. 263 now. Go on, then. Are you doing today's?
I'm trying to get it up. I don't know what I'm doing. How about that, Apples? Hang on. Right, let me just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Paddy Mac. What is it?
Oh, yeah. What is that? What is the yellow cap for? You have got a yellow cap. Fair play. I don't know what it means, but well done. Kind of. Oh, there you go. I've got my thing back now.
Weird.
Right then, Liverpool United. What are we going for here? In fact, no, don't you tell me yours. What are you lads going for? Liverpool United in the comments. I'm going to say 2-1 United.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Have you
I'm
on 2-1?
2-1 as well.
Can we nil them? No, we're not going to nil them, are they?
I don't know. It's...
Best person of the week. All right, well done.
Best person, all right, fair enough.
Burnley, West Ham. I see 1-0 Burnley.
2-1 Burnley I've gone for.
1-0.
Solid now, aren't they?
Crystal Palace against Chelsea.
Yeah. If you've got anything other than a Chelsea win, you're
what are you doing? Yeah, if you've not got a Chelsea win here, what are you doing? Sorry, I just realised I fucking disappeared all the way over there then. Oh, it's Crystal Palace nil in it.
Standard.
Gonna get 4-0 at home.
Well, of course.
Gonna get 4-0 at home.
Of course they can.
Do you reckon I'm gonna get 4-0 at home?
Wasn't Morata's not playing? Hazard's back now, isn't he? Pedro's in the mix.
I'm going to go for a conservative 2-0 Chelsea.
I've gone 3-0.
Do you know what? I'm going to go 3-1, actually. No, I'm going to go 2-1. I think Roy's going to pull a set piece out of his arse or something. City and Stoke at home. 3-1?
I've gone 3-1. Fucking hell. Well, obviously, we don't get them right anyway.
Swansea and Huddersfield, these are shite at the moment. 1-1, 1-2. I'm going to go 1-0.
I've gone 0-0. Kane injured? Fuck off.
Oh, would Kante, I ever play FIFA with a fan? Yeah. We couldn't play at weekend because of the firewall. We couldn't get online on the PlayStation. There was no hardware, it was all Wi-Fi. I would play, I just don't play on FIFA that very often because I'm fucking well busy all the time. So.
And he's not that good.
And I'm pretty shit, yeah. Well, I'm also pretty shit because I can't play it now.
Beat Jaden, though. Jaden, if you're watching.
Jaden's playing it now. That's how much he's playing it all the time and still got embarrassed by his dad. Embarrassing.
He was the one who was bigging up Abdullah, and obviously we know how good he was.
We're beating Tottenham 3-1, I'm going for.
Oh, I've gone 3-1 Tottenham, so fucking.
I'm going 1-0 Watford.
I got 1-1.
What do you reckon? 1-0 Watford? Someone saying 1-0 Chelsea and Palace. Come on, so behave yourself.
3-2 Swansea, really?
3-2 Jay, really? Timbo for Palace's first goal, can you imagine? Brighton and Everton. Everton got to pick up a win soon, surely.
No, I've not. I've gone for Brighton 1-0.
I'm going to say 2-1 Everton.
Everton have got nothing going forward. No pace whatsoever.
Wayne Rooney.
Remember when he was back?
Southampton, Newcastle. These are both ordinary as fuck here together.
Rafa's proper like keeps it tight, doesn't he? But Southampton, I can see they need to get a win. They've done fuck all.
I want to say 2-1 Newcastle.
I've gone 2-1 Southampton.
And 1-0 West Brom.
1-0 West Brom. I can't believe Leicester have done that shit because they've not played that bad in a lot of the games. But I'm going to go for 2-1 Leicester.
Is it worth sticking a bet on Palace to win?
No.
I'm going to say no. So that is Super Brute. If you want to win 20 G's, baby, then all you got to do is hit the description below. Get yourself the app downloaded. Come and join our league. And that's why you need to go and use the app that's down below. Use that app to come straight into our league and see what you're coming up with. Because in my league, there's prizes. So if you get all 10 right, you win 20 grand. And then 9, 8, 7, all the way down to 6, you will win. I'm assuming a United shirt if you're here watching me. But it's the shirt of your choice. So you could go proper super weird with it and try and get like a pretty obscure one. But ultimately, it's a free app. And you can win 20 grand. I mean, I know there's a couple of you guys in here that are like, I'm entering twice, fuck it.
Why not?
I got no problem with that whatsoever. Right, should we talk about pizza?
Oh, yes, my favourite. My favourite. Do the other one.
Yes, Legendary 628. I did try to double down on Monday. I told you I was going to, because it came out Sunday, didn't it? I think it came out Sunday.
Don't you mean, fam?
On my way to work on Monday, I was like... hang on, I'm going to answer that. Nathan, I'll answer that question in a minute. yeah, on my way to work on Monday, I was driving past and I saw an advert for KFC and I was like, oh! And I was at Old Trafford, so there's a KFC right next to Old Trafford, isn't there? And I was like, oh! So I pulled in. Took them 27 fucking minutes to serve me.
What?
The woman came out, she's like, sorry, it's the first one I've ever done. Didn't know what I was doing.
What time was this?
10:45.
Alright, yeah, to be fair. First one I've ever done. All you do is put fucking two pieces honestly, of chicken
it's
together, don't
two
it?
Pieces of chicken, some barbecue sauce, bacon, and cheese. I mean, I don't know how fucked up that needs to be to get that done. I don't know if it's £6. Mine was £4, I think. £6. Was that a meal? Maybe that probably was a meal, wasn't it? I thought it was absolutely outstanding. It was amazing. It comes with like a little cardboard thing and then foil, so you have to sort of mess about with a foil. It was good, man. It was good. It was good.
Whatever.
Is it crispy? It was a little bit crispy, but it was also nice and sort of juicy in that in the middle. It was
can
good.
I look at him now? He's moving on to restaurant critic Homer Simpson.
Nathan in the comments says, I spent so much time on football, I haven't thought about getting a break. Or have I needed a break? Yeah, I have needed a break sometimes.
You'll need
like,
a break.
Back end of last season, it was relentless, wasn't it? Especially with like the late finishing of the games and stuff. What was I going to show? Oh yeah, so let's talk back on pizza. Now, as I was looking for gifts of pizzas, I found this. I'm going to play that again, just in case someone missed it. How the fuck do you elect a guy that eats a pizza backwards? Have you ever even seen some shit like that?
No, you wouldn't even though it is stuffed crust, you still wouldn't start at the back. Just makes no sense whatsoever. Fuck him anyway.
Right, do you know what? This is a guy that eats pizza backwards and KFC with a knife and fork. Those two things alone, apart from the fact he's got the craziest hairdo ever known to man.
Looks like he's got a melted face.
The fact he eats KFC with a fork and pizzas backwards is either a fucking reptilian or some shit. But he ain't human. There's no way an actual real person is doing this. I can show you an alien and they'll be like, oh, obviously I'm supposed to use the crust as that's the weightier part. Like, what are you doing with the flappy bit on the other end? You've got to do all this sort of motion. Come on, son.
Did you see the M&M freestyle?
Yes, Klaus just mentioned that in the comments as well. Did I see the M&M? I did. Fair play. It's about time a lot more people spoke about him.
Loads of people speak up about him, but he just gets swept under the carpet. He was like boasting, saying, oh, I'm taking credit for making the word fake news. What?
Are you the president?
He's such a fucking muppet.
Where's the presidential sort of like attitude? I seen some shit from the other day where some woman goes to him, so it's obviously you're not a very humble man. And he goes, I actually think I am very, very humble.
I'm probably the most humble man. You know, you don't even know how humble I am. And you're like, that's not the definition of humble, my friend.
Unfucking believable. It's absolutely hilarious, isn't it? Yeah, so, and also, like, he's not getting banned off Twitter. There's people getting banned off Twitter left, right, and centre because of what's going on with Harvey Weinstein. But Trump can threaten a fucking third world war and they ain't doing shit.
You can see, he calls like NFL players sons of bitches, but, you know, he'd probably fucking call that guy who shot everyone at Vegas, probably for, you know, a troubled man. Do you know what I mean? Something like that.
It's badness. Like, the guy eats pizzas backwards. I have no words for, like, honestly. Come on. Imagine you went to a pizza place with one of your mates and you started doing that. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is your first time in a pizza place. The fucking hell's the matter with you?
Oh, yeah. That pizza was nice, I had today.
So, yeah, let's talk about pizza, right? Because there's like a little in-joke on here, isn't there now? It's become an in-joke.
I'm an in-joke. I think,
yeah, you're an in-joke. It's become a bit of an in-joke on here about fucking Ben's love for Papa John's. So.
Well, I would say quality pizza more than Papa John's. Like, Papa John's is nice. Domino's, I'm not really down with that. Although, do appreciate the pizzas we got sent on Saturday.
Cloud said he got banned on Twitter for saying bad words about Theresa May.
I'm going to just start saying, fuck Donald Trump. I wonder if I keep tweeting out every day, fuck Donald Trump, I wonder if I get blocked, suspended.
Probably get your Esther removed for going to America.
Michael Rappaport got suspended.
Did it? Off Twitter?
Yeah. I think for slagging off Trump.
Yeah, Rose McGowan got suspended, and all she was doing was like speaking out about some of that shit.
But, yeah, he can say whatever the fuck he wants. What did they say? Weren't him, it was his administration. You're like, whatever.
Come on, son.
Yeah, Trump ruined Home Alone 2. That's what.
So, anyway.
Welcome to the world-famous Plaza Hotel.
I want you guys to give us some ideas here, because what we're going to do. So, after Ben going off on one all the time about Papa John's, I thought, you know who's a perfect sponsor for this podcast? It's fucking Papa John's, isn't it? Now, I was thinking, if we said, right, everyone who's watching now, start tweeting at Papa John's, we might be able to get something.
Yeah, but don't their social media shut down?
Exactly. Now, that's the problem. Their social media bounces at 5 o'clock, which is pretty fucking wank. Because who orders a pizza in, like, normal working hours? Pizza is almost exclusively out of working hours food, isn't it? So how for a delivery chain as well? I mean, when we used to work at Perfect Pizza, they open at 4, didn't it?
4:30. Yeah. Open. Yeah, but they're open at 11 o'clock. Like, Domino's and that, they're open at 11 nowadays.
True, but, like, what's the traffic? The traffic picks up by, what, 7, 8, 9?
I don't know. When I went Papa John's the other week on the Sunday, it's like 2 o'clock and it was fucking hammered. There was about 5 or 6 people who were coming in and out when I was there, and then there was obviously deliveries and stuff like that.
Any of them eating them like this?
Well,
no, they fucking wasn't!
They were eating them in the shop, but, you know.
So, I was thinking, like, what can we do to try and tell everyone? If everyone watching this started tweeting at Papa John's, sponsor this podcast, it'd probably make it happen. But because they're not going to be fucking in till tomorrow morning, it's a waste. Yeah. So I don't... Lads, what can we do? How can we make this happen? How can we get Papa John's to sponsor this podcast? I've already started adding people on LinkedIn. With Papa John's marketing. Yeah, I'm already there. You know, I'm trying to get it in the mixer. Because what I want to do is I want to say to all these dudes on Papa John's, I want to say, listen, I'll call this the Thursday Night Pizza Club if we really have to. Because, shit, man, how much do we talk about pizza on here?
Papa John's it's podcast, a lot, the PJP.
Yeah, especially for how much we we speak about it because we fucking basically met in a pizza shop. We become mates in a pizza shop, basically, didn't we? By working together in a pizza shop. So I think it'd be such a brilliant thing to get sponsored by a pizza shop. It'd be perfect for us, I reckon. So give us some ideas. What can we do to get Papa John's to sponsor this podcast? What's in it for you? Well, what is in it for you guys? What I was thinking is, what would be a real good, like, sort of fan activation thing would be if everyone who tweets about the podcast before it starts... We just pick one of you randomly, and if you're in the UK, obviously, because that's where Papa John's is, and we deliver you a pizza, so you can watch the pizza podcast with a pizza.
Yeah.
Now, that's what we was thinking. That would be a good thing.
Because by the time it came, it shouldn't be that busy on a Thursday night.
Well, if we start, you know, I can throw a tweet out in the afternoon. I can throw a tweet out. Hey, Howson's Beer and Pizza Club. I like the idea of it. One sec, I've locked my wife out. Or Jaden's locked my wife out. Just go and shout him, tell him to come.
Yeah.
She might already be here, like, but just go and tell him to let her in.
Jaden!
So, that's what we was thinking of doing, is, like, get a pizza delivered to one of you guys. So, if we could start doing the pizzas early in the day, the tweets early in the day, and then by, like, 6 o'clock, we could find one of you guys that has tweeted it, and then go and say to you, yeah, We'll deliver a free pizza for one of yous. So by the time the podcast starts, you've got your pizza. And then everyone who's watching eating a pizza can tweet us. And we can make that a thing, can't we? And yeah, maybe we could even get a discount code for everyone who's on the stream every time we're on. I think that's a great idea, yeah.
Yeah.
So
get to work. Yeah. The power of Twitter.
So give us your ideas. What can we do? Start a hashtag? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Give us your ideas for a hashtag, man. I think this is Beer and Pizza's BMP for short. Yeah, maybe we have to change that one. Pizza and beer, maybe. B&B. Someone said, shut that fucking dog up, my dog's barking at it. I saw a comment earlier saying, what do I talk to about my wife if she's not in football? All sorts of shit. I actually like it that my wife's not interested in football.
He's a boring cunt, mate. He fucking talks all day.
Yeah, I'd actually get bored of talking to my... Can you imagine coming home and your missus like, oh...
Yeah, I'm glad my missus don't like
Jesse Lingard on the bench again today. Be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it. I see loads of people all the time saying, oh, fucking perfect woman and all that. Like, she's in the United and stuff like that. And I'm like, nah, this is what I do with my mates. You got to have other shit in your life, man. Worst United versus Liverpool memories, that Torres hat trick.
Oh, when we
was that Vidic got sent off, Torres hat trick.
Fucking Dirk Kuyt hat trick.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Actually, do you know what? He was just Johnny on the spot in that game.
Yeah.
That was a Luis Suarez game. Like, he was wonderful in that game, the horrible King Buck Tooth prick.
Thankfully, there's not been like that many, has there? Where we've been proper absolutely done.
No, United had a good record in my
memory. That one, David Moyes one. Oh my God. I wanted to walk out. It could have been fucking anything, that.
Yeah, so Craig in the comments says, tweet at Papa John's and ask what it'll take. Well, I tweeted them over the weekend, but they only work, you know, 9 to 5. So maybe I'll tweet them again in the morning. So if you guys, you know, get my Twitter on alerts and maybe we'll just fucking bombard them at 9 o'clock in the morning and just see what the crack is.
You just keep retweeting the retweet.
Yep. Yeah, that'll probably do us, I reckon, today. So make sure to go. Yeah, I think so. We've done about an hour, haven't we?
No, that's 50 minutes.
Not quite an hour. Well, no.
You know, quick fire. Well, it doesn't feel long anymore because...
That's the one! Yeah, it feels like we ain't done shit because it's only been an hour. Yeah. Berber, that trick was a good one as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone's saying their best goal, you saying that? Brabara. Can't even fucking read it from here. That was probably Juan Mata's goal. You could have Juan Mata's goal. You could have... Don't know. Scholes, he scored a few.
Scholes, he loves an edge of the box one, innit?
Berbatov over a kick off the underside of the bar for his hat trick. Fucking loads. That's a good thing.
Every stream have a Papa John's on it. Well, yeah, we do that if we... If we got the thing in it, but you know,
That's the good thing about Liverpool always being in the Prem and being in the top flight when City hadn't. City fucking down in depths of despair. So there's always like at least two games a season to go on. Played them in the FA Cup. The FA Cup in '99 when it was 1-0 down.
Oh yeah, well that was what started all the comebacks from then.
Mm.
Rams were in the comments. Only 23 hours to go. Shit. Would you ever do another 24-hour again?
That's what I was saying. You'd probably want to do something different, wouldn't you? Because you've done that now. Yeah. So, like, you'd have to maybe push the envelope a bit more.
Yeah, I just had a massive deja vu then. But I guess we sit here quite often talking about shit like this. So, I've no plans to do one again. But, you know, if it was probably successful, I think it is successful. But, you know, if we manage to even get to the 5K, see what the response is after we've give all the packs out, maybe we make this an annual thing because, you know, it feels good to give back, I think. Mm. Please upload it. I think you might have missed at the start, we were talking about, like, I've been in touch with YouTube's, like, support team to try and figure out what a crack is, man, because it got uploaded, it's all there on YouTube. I can see it in the back end of my channel, but I can't see I can't see it publicly.
Yeah, I don't know what a crack is. Because I had some good numbers on that before.
Obs the Cat says, you have to do it before they sponsor you to prove you actually like them. I don't. It's not how any of the sponsorships I've ever had on this channel have worked.
Do you have to do that?
Prove that I actually like them before they sponsor you. No, you don't. You come up with a good idea and they'd be like, if they can see the value in it, they'll do it. Mm. Have I watched Brian's podcast with Shiri? Have you seen it yet? True Geordies. I didn't watch it, actually. I listened to it. It's very good because Shearer is probably more honest than I've ever heard him. And it's really
good. Did he say he was gutted not to sign for United?
No, he didn't mention that.
Well, he's not that honest then, is he?
I think he said if he went to United, he would have won everything. He's sure.
Yeah, he would have done that.
But you know, he said he grew up.
Yeah, fair enough. Can't knock
him. The number nine for Newcastle. Can't knock him for that. I think he's being totally honest with that. I think he did have an opportunity to come to us, but by all accounts, it was Jack Walker just refused to do business with us. So what can you do? Right, everyone give us your score predictions for weekend. I'll read a few of those out.
Yeah.
I've got Ben. Do I need any more proof than that? For Papa John's? Yeah, shit, man. The guy's given 50 grand worth of advertising already. How about chill out? How's Abdullah doing? Not been seen since. Don't know if he's just like fucking ended it after getting ruined by Ben publicly.
Undefeated champ, me.
Matt Dino says, in I came to that podcast liking Shearer more so than I did before. Appreciate his honesty. Yeah, me too, to be honest. Me too, completely. The machine is currently on GRE. Yeah, I saw the alert in the corner. So I'm going to fuck off and go and check that one out because that's Bert Kreischer. He's going to be a good one. Tom, I was expecting him to be dead reserved and was surprised by how open he was. We got 2-0, 3-0, 4-0 Hayden. That's a bit crazy. 1-0 Lukaku tight game. I'm excited for Lukaku in this. Cloud says 2-1. 2-1 United, 2-1 United. Rob says 3-1. 7-0 United. How about relax? Does anyone think we're going to lose? Comment if you think we're going to lose. Just someone give us a reason why you think we're going to lose. Because I haven't seen anybody here say that United's going to lose, man.
No. 32-7.
Get Trump on, we can all eat back pizza and back. I will slap that fucking pizza out of his hand.
Thing is, if you get sponsored by a pizza, and then you're going to have to try all sorts of different pizza. You can't have the same one all the time.
Watch me.
So you'd have to mix it in a bit of pineapple. Also, trust me, get a bit of barbecue base, the cheese on, the pineapple, the jalapenos, the onions, the peppers, the sweet.
You need to start eating fucking meat again, and then you soon realise that fucking pineapples just don't belong on a fucking pizza.
What did I have? I had, I went to, if anyone knows, like where Broadway is, like between Failsworth and Chadderton, just literally where Failsworth and Chadderton, there's a place called Gossip. And I found it about 2 weeks ago. I think it was just on TripAdvisor looking for somewhere to eat. Because sick of going into... I hate going into Manchester. Fucking boring. Proper boring. But there's a Malaysian restaurant there. So they do Thai as well. So we went in there and it was like... It's only a little thing on the corner. But it's really, really nice. And everything's fresh and that. And went like the Saturday before, I think. So we thought, fuck it, we'll go again. So we went on... We went on Sunday, actually.
All right.
Yeah, we went on Sunday. And I had this like battered fish thing with... like rice and everything, but battered fish was so fit and it had pineapples in the sauce and stuff, like proper chunks of pineapple. And I thought it were potatoes at first, but it was pineapple. It was well nice.
I can see with a bit of rice. Do I add,
honestly, try it, check it out. Oh, yeah, Gossip, it's gone.
With him yesterday, went to Rice in Piccadilly Gardens.
Rice bar.
They'll tell you what, the fucking, they stack that pot, don't they? Finish it.
That's my brother-in-law's like favourite place to go in the world, Rice.
I had the Malaysian chicken.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Banging. When I was eating meat. It was absolutely banging.
They used to have one in Trafford Centre.
I think I remember seeing it in Trafford Centre. It's a sit down place then.
Yeah, yeah. It's changed now to like street food sort of thing. Well, it's not really street food, but yeah.
Rob says, I feel slightly nervous just because we seem way too confident for this game, even if we had a better side. Pride become a fall and all that shit, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think to Jose Mourinho that we're dealing with it. How many times has he proper fucked up in this sort of situation? You know, I don't know. It's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah. We, we're in a good place, Simon. I keep saying it, we're in a good place. So
even with the injuries...
It's got well drilled.
Even with the injuries, it's easy to see how we're going to line up and how you expect us to go. I mean, is there going to be a shock in this or anything? I don't know.
What's the shock though? Because you could see Liverpool potentially, you know, there's no reason. What?
Question for you.
Yeah, I am gutted actually.
Read it out because
Sorry. So, yeah, it's Coles is asking me, am I gutted about I didn't have Wagamamas? That's why I had to go for some fucking food on Sunday because I thought I need some like spice and some rice.
I'm impressed with Wagamamas. I can always taste the MSG in it. Just that just little sort of taste. on the sauces and on the noodles and that.
I don't know. I like the firecracker and stuff like that.
Right.
It is nice.
Is it going to be Romfield?
After Wanfield.
Or Lukaku Field? I don't really know, does it? No. I do my own editing sometimes.
Should be Rashfield.
Rashfield, oh, I like that. Rashfield or Romfield, what do you reckon? Right, I think we've chatted enough bollocks here tonight. I think it's time to call it a night. Thank you guys for joining us.
Look at that, bang on an hour. At 9, bang on at 10. Fucking hell, don't get more regimented than that.
Tell you what, we could be German. Anyway, thank you everybody for joining us as usual. Make sure to subscribe if you're not a member. This is a totally new channel. The Warm Down Podcast, actually, can you all do me a favour? The Warm Down Podcast are on iTunes under their own podcast. Please go and subscribe. But more importantly, please go Cole as, because I've seen Cole's comment on there already. But please go and subscribe and please go and rate it on there, because that's massive. You need ratings to get rankings. So please go and rate and review and subscribe to the Warm Down. It's on its own feed on iTunes. And I promise everybody, by the end of the weekend, all of this channels will be up to date on iTunes as well. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We will see you in the next one. Peace.
Laters.